not on the south slopes. They're all bearing off. But the reason I wanted to get on the radio this morning is the trail is treacherous. The first 7 miles out of Alpine is a solid sheet of ice. It's very hard to maneuver on it with anything. Snowmobile, we tried a side-by-side. That was even more dangerous. We're just trying to get some supplies hauled in as we're scheduled to open tomorrow, which we will open, but nobody needs to come up that trail right now. If we get a couple inches of snow on top of this ice, it's going to be really bad because people won't know it's under that snow. I've never seen it this bad before. And from the first 7 miles is one sheet of ice. And then from the Little Grays all the way to us, you can get off the side and get some snow for lube on your snowmobile, but barely, barely. I came in last night, 7 trees across the road. We got all those cleared last night, but there's no grooming going on yet on this end. It's very treacherous, and I just want the people to know that. Like I said, we will open tomorrow, but nobody needs to get on that trail until we get some substantial snow. It's scary, icy. If you do have to go up that road, stay toward the mountainside, not toward the riverside. You can end up in the river. It's that your snowmobile will go where it feels like going. You don't have no control.
Yeah, and there's nothing that can really be done until we get some significant snowfall, right? I mean, it's not like you can just go salt the whole Grays River Road. So we're just kind of just waiting for snow right now?
That's right. We're waiting for snow, and it'll come. It always does. Like everybody around here always says, I've missed some summers, but never did miss a winter. They always show up. It's just late this year. So I just don't want nobody coming up on that trail and getting hurt.
Okay.
Try to go somewhere where it isn't packed down and ride your snowmobile a little bit. It'll come sooner or later, but that trail is treacherous right now.
Tim, appreciate the report. Thank you very much. Keep us posted.